To discuss all these mismatches, we bring in the retired HBO Godfather himself, Larry Murch from Santa Monica, California. Godfather, how are you?
Well, I'm a little less punchy than I'd like to be after a weekend of boxing. To me, boxing is really professional prize fighting, not looking for various ways to escape fighting. And I saw too much of that over the weekend. So I don't know how to measure it all. There are so many phony champions out there. So many phony challengers as well. And the whole object is to make money. It's a business, of course. And to win, and win some kind of a belt and get invited to Saudi Arabia or wherever they're promoting. They may have the best intentions, and they put on some great shows, but they don't know in the down level of fighting how to make matches that make sense, no matter how, what the records of the fighters are, no matter what kind of titles they have.
Good point, no doubt about that. They definitely need a matchmaker over there. And of course, the Sheik had the first two nights tonight. Bob Arum's going to go with the no-annoyed. But I will say this, though. The one surprise of the weekend, of course, was Rolly Romero beating Ryan Garcia. Once he knocked out Ryan Garcia in that second round, Ryan wanted no part of him.
Well, that's the way the game is played today. And it seems like all of our fighters come out of track and field long distance running rather than gyms where they learn how to fight. And if they want to be good professionals, they learn how to take it and give it.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like learning how to fight. I mean, because bottom line is there was a lot of talent in the ring the last couple of nights, but there wasn't very much fighting. At the end of the day, of course, a boxing fan can sit there and say to myself, I saw quantity, but I didn't see quality.
I think that's a fair assessment what went on this weekend. I thought the Friday show at Times Square was a brilliant stunt. At promoting the Saudi fight, but what I saw in the ring discouraged me. We need more Ennises.
Godfather, you can't dress up a pig; it's still a pig. I mean, these have been terrible fights. They look like terrible fights on paper. I mean, the last night, the skull fight with Canelo, mm-hmm. I understood what Skull was trying to do, frustrate him and that kind of good stuff, but that was atrocious. That was horrible to watch. And the fact that Canelo Alvarez didn't have enough intestinal fortitude himself to bum-rush that guy, that sort of made me think twice about Canelo as well. Because at one point in time, I would have stepped on his foot and went after him.
I don't know about that. I'm not going to blame Canelo.
Okay.
Because the other guy thought he was in an 800-meter race rather than a 12-round fight.
We've never, Godfather, in all the history of fights, I can't think of a guy that ran like that. My mind was pushing myself last night. Can you think of a guy that did this? No, I really can't. I can't think of a guy that ran like that.
Well, not in the modern times. They disguise it with boxing, but and holding and not looking to hit the other guy and really do some damage.
Okay.
How many damaging punches were in that Friday show? at Times Square in New York.
Two.
Okay, there you go. So that's discouraging. I think the Saudis want to do the right thing, but they rely on various promoters to help them make fights. And those promoters are just looking for the big bucks.
Looking out for themselves.
And looking out for the next fight after this and the next one after that. And so the fighters, I don't think, are trained to take it as what in return for giving it.
Okay.
So it's a little discouraging, actually.
Okay.
But we need a lot of activity, and in 3 days there have been a number of headline events.
All right. Last question for the retired HBO godfather. When you guys were at HBO, Jim Lampley kissed nobody's ass. I mean, he just didn't. Last night he was patronizing the Sheik over and over again. It got nauseating.
Well, I didn't. You know, I thought the general tone of the announcers on the Friday night fight was almost apologetic that this is as bad as it is. And so I overlooked what, you know, Jim bending a knee to the prince.
And you know,
because I thought he did a good job.
Well, I thought he did a fair job. But here's what's up. He also had Antonio Tarver there, and I'll let you go with this one. I think Tarver's declined in the last 4 or 5 years. He's not the brilliant mind that he was on Showtime 5 years ago. He was stuttering, stammering. He sounded much like me. Bottom line is, Godfather, I love you. I hope to see you in a week. We'll talk real soon.
You got it.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Mr. Larry Merchant.